evening, everyone. I thought that we'd do one more Yana Diomish here on Sfiras HaOmer, especially because it's also Parshas HaShavua. The Torah tells us that we shall count 49 days, or 50 days to be precise, and 7 weeks. The Rush actually starts off with a very interesting question on the first page. He says that why is it that we don't count 50 days? After all, the Torah says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. No, that we stop at 49. The Torah says count 50. Why is that? And the Rush says that some answer that the psukim mean to say you should count until the 50th day, but not actually count 50. He gives two such readings. And he says, we don't need to come on to such dochak answers. Those are difficult answers, because usually ad would include, not exclude, ad bechlal, and versus ad velo ad bechlal. Rather, the Rush answers that what this means is that the Torah is rounding. How do I know the Torah is rounding? Because it also says count 7 weeks. 7 weeks is not 50 days. So count 7 weeks, really count 49 days. Why does it say 50? The Torah rounds. He gives two other examples where we find the Torah rounds. One is the case of Makos. The Torah says you get 40 Makos. We know based off of the tradition that's only 39. So why did the Torah say 40? It rounds. Likewise, it says that 70 people went down to Mitzrayim. If you count it up, there's only 69. So we all know the Midrashim, Yocheved Nolda Bein Achomos, but the Rush is saying on a level of pshat, the Torah is rounding. In fact, when you look at all the minyanim in the Torah, generally speaking, the numbers seem to be rounded. They all end up in 50 or 100. You could say that it happened to be that way. But the Rush tells us that generally things are rounded in the Torah, and that's how he explains 50. As I said, there are other answers, so this is particularly fascinating. If you take a look at the Sifrei, which is source number 3, the Sifrei says, Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach Bevestin Minyan L'chol Echad V'Echad Minayin, sorry, L'chol Echad V'Echad Talmud Lomar Usfartem L'chami Macharas HaShabbas Kol Echad V'Echad. There are two parshios in the Torah that tell us the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The first that the Medrash quotes is the pasuk from Dvarim, source number 2. If we just had that pasuk, we would have thought that it's not a mitzvah on the individual to count, rather it is a mitzvah on based in. The Medrash says, how do I know there's a mitzvah on the individual? And for that we quote the pasuk in Parshas Emor, Usfartem lachem mimacharas haShabbos, which teaches me kol echad ve'echad. The way I think most Rishonim understand this is the Hava Mina would have been it's a mitzvah on based in. If I just had the pasuk in Dvarim, that's what I would have thought. Kamash Malan, the pasuk in Parshas Emor, that it's a mitzvah on each individual to count. However, this might be the basis for a very interesting position of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham understands that there's actually two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah to count the weeks, and that mitzvah is dependent upon the bringing of the Karban Omer. And the second is a mitzvah to count days, and that's a mitzvah upon everybody to count. Perhaps the way Rabbeinu Yerucham understood this drash is as follows. There's a mitzvah upon Beis Din to count weeks, and that's the pasuk from Devarim. Devarim doesn't mention days. It says, Tachel Yispor Shivah Shavuos. If I just had the pasuk of Devarim, I would have only known that mitzvah. And that mitzvah is dependent upon the bringing of the Omer, and it's a mitzvah on Beis Din. It relates to the Karbanos. How do I know there's also a mitzvah on individual to count the days? That we need the pasuk in Parshas Amor tells me, in addition to the first mitzvah of counting weeks, there's also a mitzvah to count days, and that's a mitzvah on individuals, and it's not dependent upon the mitzvah of bringing the Omer. We, of course, do both. We count weeks and we count days. Generally speaking, we assume that's one mitzvah, but in fact, it might be two. Now, the truth of the matter is that Sfiras HaOmer is not the only time that the Torah tells us to count. There are, in fact, three mitzvos in the Torah, three places where the Torah says there's a mitzvah to count. The first is Vayikra Tezvav, where there's a mitzvah for a zav or a zava to count shiva nekiyim. It says, v'chi itar hazav mizovo v'safar lo shivas yamim l'taraso, and likewise for a zava v'safra la shivas yamim v'achar titar. Now, there's the mitzvah, the second place where we find it is the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer in Parshas Emor, and the third place is in Parshas Behar next week, where there's a mitzvah to count the years to Yovel. And if there's three places where the Torah says v'safar, v'safra, or v'safartem, v'safarta, how do we know which one there's actually a mitzvah to count, and which one it's a mitzvah to be aware, and which one it's a mitzvah on based in, and which one it's a mitzvah on individuals. Are they all mitzvot? Are they different or not? And this is actually a fascinating debate among the Rishonim. If we go in order, starting with the mitzvah of a zav and a zava, is there a mitzvah to count? So Tosfos in Menachos asks this question, why is it that there's no mitzvah to count? Now he doesn't actually say why is there no mitzvah to count, he says, why is it that we don't make a bracha? V'gabe zava, this is towards the bottom of page 1 where it's bolded, Tosfos in Menachos, v'gabe zava dechsiv v'safra lo shayach ba bracha. There is no bracha for the sphira of a zava, the sphira of Shiva Nekiyim. Why? Kevan shesoseres. Because maybe she won't make it up to 7 days. Why? You might hope that there are going to be 7 clean days, but it's possible that 1 or 2 days into it, she'll see blood, and the whole sphira is uprooted. It's a stira. So therefore, it's inappropriate to make a bracha. You might not get to the end. Now, the simple reading of this Tosfos is that his question is on the bracha. Lo shayach ba bracha. Sounds like you might actually count. The woman should say, today is my first day of Shiva Nekiyim, today is my second day of Shiva Nekiyim. I'm not going to make a bracha. Maybe I won't make it to the 7. But I shouldn't make the bracha. In fact, there are some achronim who say that if you don't think you're going to make it, you're going to count with the bracha till the end, you shouldn't even start because you're not going to make it. So along similar lines, this understanding of Tosfos is saying she shouldn't make a bracha, maybe she won't make it till the end. That's the simple reading of the Tosfos in Menachos. And this would support the view of the Shlach, who said that you actually should count. The woman should say, this is my first, second, third day of Shiva Nekiyim. The Tosfos in Ksubos, though, is similar but a little different. He says, V'im tomar amai ein mevareches zav al sviyah. So why don't you make the bracha? Sounds like you count, but you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make the bracha? He gives the same answer, but he concludes, she'im tira tistor ein la limnos. Because she might not make it to the end, she doesn't even need to count. See, the note of Behuda says, you see from here, there's no point in counting. There's no mitzvah to count. What's the mitzvah? Note of Behuda thinks it's to have awareness that it's clean, to pay attention that there are actually yamim nekiyim. But there's no mitzvah to count. So he says, but the Shlach says you should count. He says, the Shlach is such a big tzaddik, he made up a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. And he quotes this Tosfos. Now the Shlach actually changes the Gerson Tosfos. He says, no, we should read this Tosfos like the Tosfos in Menachos. Don't read the final words, Ein La Limnos, change it to Ein La Lisfor. What about the note of Behuda? Our Gerson says Ein La Limnos, but the question said, why doesn't she make the bracha? So the note of Behuda apparently understands, and the Radvaz says this, that for the same reason you wouldn't make a bracha, you won't even have to count. Since you don't make the bracha, why might not make it? So don't even count. What the Torah must mean is not you should count. The Torah means you should have an awareness. Pay attention, make sure those days are nekiyim. So it's a machlokas rishonim, machlokas achronim. If you take a look at the Ramban, the next source, the Ramban goes through each of these three mitzvahs. He says, when it comes to Sfiras Omer, of course, there's a mitzvah to count. When it comes to the sphere of Zav and Zava, of course, there's no mitzvah to count. He learns like the note of Behuda. There's no mitzvah to count. He doesn't say like the note of Behuda that it means awareness that she's in Nekiya. Rather, he says the pshat is that it's just don't lose count. Don't lose track. Make sure that you don't lose your number and think, go to the mikvah on the sixth day. I guess you go to the mikvah on the eighth day, but don't go on the sixth day. That's what it means. And then he says, what about Sfira of Basedin for Yovel? Tosfos assumed that was a mitzvah. The Ramban says, I'm not sure. From the simple reading of the Pesukim, maybe that also means Basedin should keep track of the numbers, make sure, don't get confused. Is this the 45th year or the 44th year? Doesn't mean that they actually have to count. But then he says, the Medrash says that it sounds like it's a mitzvah to count, and he's not sure if that means that Basedin actually has to go and say today, this year, on Yom Kippur, is the 37th year towards Yovel, or no, it doesn't mean they actually have to count, like Sfiras HaOmer. It simply means they should be aware and not lose track. So The Ran also at the end of Pesachim thinks it's not a mitzvah. So we have three different places where the Torah says count. Everybody agrees counting for Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah. When it comes to the counting of a zav or a zava, some say it is a mitzvah. The Shlach, maybe the simple reading of the Tosfos in Menachos, most say it's not a mitzvah to actually count, just to be aware. And finally, when it comes to Sfira of Basedin for Yovel, here too, it's a machlokas. According to Tosfos, it's a mitzvah. According to the Ran, it's not. Ramban is mesopic. Now, the question is, how do you know which is which, right? The Torah says in three different places, v'safar, how do you know which is which? So some Rishonim try to show that the psukim themselves imply it. Sometimes it says lachem, sometimes it says lacha, and they make diukim in the psukim. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, and the Ramban also implied this, that it's very simple. How do we know? We know through Kabbalah, not Kabbalah as in mysticism, Kabbalah as in tradition. Many psukim, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, are only known to us, or we only know how to interpret them based off of tradition. There's no textual reason why or by which we could determine, let's say, that Sfira Saomer and Sfira of Beis Din for Yovel are mitzvos and Sfira Shiva Nekiyim is not, which is the view of the Chinuch. It's not a textual derivation. It's a Kabbalah. Just like we have a Kabbalah, Ayin Tachas Ayin is Mammon, and Totafos are black square boxes, so too, we have a Kabbalah that Sfira Saomer is Sfira Bepeh, and Sfira of Azava or Azav is simply awareness. And he says we have this in many mitzvos. For example, the Torah says you shall remember about a number of things. It says you shall remember what happened to Miriam. It says you shall remember what happened when you left Egypt. We know that when it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a mitzvah of Zechira Bepeh. Every day, verbally, we must remember the exodus from Egypt. And we must verbally declare that in Shema, or Emes V'Yatziv. When it comes to Miriam, so it's very nice to say the Sheish Schiros, but most people don't assume it's the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. So how do we know? How do we know that every day you shouldn't remember what happened to Miriam as a Mitzvah D'Oraisa? The answer is Kabbalah. How we interpret the Torah Shebichtav in terms of the halachic application of the law is based off of tradition, and here as well. The Rav Yah also asked the question on middle of page 2, why don't we make a bracha for Sfira Shiva Nekiyim? His first answer is really it is a mitzvah and we should make a bracha, but nowadays we're not experts in terms of Nida and Ziva, for example. Nowadays we treat every woman as a suffix Zava. We have Shiva Nekiyim. On a derisa level, they're usually a Nida. There's no mitzvah of minion for Nida. So he says that it's because we're not experts in matters of blood that we don't make a bracha. He implies that perhaps in the Talmudic times, when they were experts, maybe they did make a bracha. But then he gives two other answers, which indicate that there's a fundamental difference. So he too seems to be unsure. The next topic I want to talk to you about is a really fascinating question, which is the question of Sfira Saomer al Yedei Shomek Ona. We know that when it comes to most mitzvos in the Torah that require some type of verbal declaration, we can fulfill the mitzvah through someone else's Amira. For example, if I go to your house Friday night, you make Kiddush. I'm Yotze my mitzvah, I don't have to make Kiddush myself. Well, what about Sfira Saomer? So if you look at Rashi, or if you look at the Gemara, middle of source 1 in the middle of page 2, the Gemara Menacho says, Usfartem lachem shete sfira l'chol echad ve'echad. What does the Pasuk say, lachem? What does it mean, you shall count for yourself? That everybody should count. What is, as opposed to what? What would I have thought, and what is being taught to me? So Rashi says, Shekol echad chayev lispor. Everybody must count. Again, as opposed to what? Rashi isn't so clear, but the way the Levush and the Magen Avraham, a number of Achronim understand Rashi, is that Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, everyone must count, meaning to say, there's no Shomeika Ona. I can't simply listen to the Chazan count and then fulfill my mitzvah. Now, for the bracha, I could. The bracha is like any other bracha. So if I don't want to make the bracha, or I'm not sure if I could say the bracha because I missed a night, so then I could be yotze the bracha from the chazan. I'll say amen, I'm yotze the bracha, but I must count myself. I can't be yotze with his bracha. How? That's the view of Rashi. How do we know that from the psukim? Because it should say, this is the way the Rashba understands Rashi, it should say, usfartem imacharas ha-shabbos, you shall count. What usfartem lachem? That teaches me everyone must do it themselves. What's the logic? Why wouldn't you say Shomek Ona here? So one answer might be because it's not fundamentally a mitzvah bedibor. The mitzvah is to count. It's not to say tonight is the fifth night of the Omer. It's to count. It happens to be that the Torah says that counting should be done verbally. But fundamentally, it's not a mitzvah to say a verbal declaration. It's a mitzvah to count. For example, the Magen Avraham writes that if you count in Hebrew, But you don't actually know what you're saying. You don't read Hebrew. Somebody just told me in the shul, the people don't know so much, so the rabbi says, repeat after me, Hayom Chamisha Yamim LaOmer. And they say that. They don't know what it means. They're not Yotze. You have to count. You have to know what it means. Even if you think mitzvos ein srichos kavana usually. But to say the words without understanding what they mean is zero. So if you don't know how to, you could count in English. It's fine. You don't have to count in Hebrew. The point is, it's a mitzvah to count. So therefore, if I listen to somebody else, that's not going to fit into the framework of Shomei Ka'onah. Shomei Ka'onah is when there's a mitzvah to verbalize something. If he says it, it's as though I said it. Here it's a mitzvah to count. Maybe that's the Pshat in Rashi. Tosfos, though, disagrees. Tosfos says, what's the Gemara telling me? That the individual counts as opposed to Beis Din. In other words, I might have thought that this is like Sfira of Yovel, where there's no mitzvah upon the individual, the mitzvah's only on Beis Din. Beis Din counts, not the individual. How do I know Sfira Omer is not that way, that it's a mitzvah on each and every individual? The Pasuk says, Usfartem lochem, mitzvah shetei Sfira l'cholachas v'achas. That's the view of Tosfos. So what are they arguing about? Again, according to Tosfos, conceivably you could be Yotzei through Shomei Ka'onah, because the Gemara isn't telling me otherwise. Reb Chaim had a very interesting explanation here. There is a machlokes, a famous machlokes, between Rashi and Tosfos, what you should do in the event that you are in the middle of Shemona Esrei and they get up to Kaddish, or Kedusha. So what do I do? So Rashi says, very simple, you should be quiet and listen. You listen to the Chazan say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. When Kedusha is finished, you go on with your Shemona Esrei. And why should you do this? Your Yotze was Shomei Ka'onah. Tosfos asks, that doesn't make any sense. Shomei Ka'onah, if, why can't you say Kedusha in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Presumably because it's a hefsek. You can't interrupt your Shemona Esrei. Well, if you're going to say that Shomei is Ka'onah, so you just interrupt it. Shomei is like saying it. What's the difference if I'm Yotze, if I listen and he says Kadosh, 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 and I actually say it? So what's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? Chaim says that Tosfos clearly understands that Shomei is literally Ka'onah. Saying, hearing it with Kavana Latzeis is as though I said it. So therefore, if saying it is a hefsek, so Shomei Ka'onah is also a hefsek. Rashi says no. Rashi says Shomei Ka'onah is a means by which I could fulfill my mitzvah, but it's not as though I actually said it. So I could be Yotze the mitzvah of Kedusha, but it's not as though I verbalized it. So therefore, it's not a hefsek, though I could be Yotze. The way that Reb Chaim says it is along these lines. So that could be, Reb Chaim says, the machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. This is l'shitasa. Rashi thinks that Shomei is not literally Ka'onah. So it makes sense that the Pasuk would say, in this case, there's no Shomei Ka'onah for Sfiras Omer. Shomei Ka'onah doesn't mean it's as though I said it, and therefore for Sfiras Omer I need to say it. So therefore, there's no Shomei Ka'onah. But Tosfos, who understands that Shomei Ka'onah is literally Ka'onah, it's as though I said it. There's no difference between my hearing it and my saying it. So why should we preclude Shomei Ka'onah for Sfiras Omer? And therefore, Tosfos has to come up with another explanation in terms of why it is that I'm not Yotze through what the Gemara means when it says Mitzvah Shetei Sfira Al Kol Achas V'Achas. This machlokas, by the way, whether Shomei Ka'onah is as though I said it, or it just allows me to be Yotze, is a dispute that comes up in a number of places. I'll just mention one or two others. If you look on page four, there is a dispute. The Tzlach writes, he says, what if this person doesn't know if they need to make a bracha? So Tzlach says, I have a great idea. I'll listen to somebody else say it, because then it's not a bracha levatala. But then he says, maybe if we hold like Tosfos, that Shomei Ka'onah is literal, Shomei is like Onah, so then by hearing it and intending to be Yotze, that's a bracha levatala. You don't have to go that far. But you see, he takes this idea of Shomei Ka'onah literally really far. He thinks that it would be a bracha levatala, according to Tosfos, say Shomei Ka'onah. Another fascinating application is a blind person getting an aliyah. The Taz says, if a blind person gets an aliyah, he can't read along, but he listens to the Baal Koreh, and he's Yotze through Shomei Ka'onah. Rav Yaakov Emden says, Ma pitom. If he does that, it's as though he said it literally. If he said it literally, there's a prohibition against saying Torah Sheh Bechtav Baal Peh. He just said it Baal Peh, because he can't read along. So again, he takes this idea of Shomei Ka'onah super literally, and What Reb Chaim says, if you learn like Tosfos, well, then it would make sense that you can't be Yotze. One last point, if you look on page 5, there is a dispute among the Rishonim whether Sfirsa Omer is Midoraisa Bizman Hazeh, or it's simply Zecher LeMikdash. The Torah presents the mitzvah in the context of the Hakravas Karban Omer, and therefore many Rishonim say that the mitzvah Deoraisa is to count from the bringing of the Karban Omer to the bringing of the Karban Shtei Alechem. We don't have that mitzvah nowadays because we don't bring the Karban Omer, we don't bring the Shtei Alechem. The Rambam holds it's Deoraisa, though interestingly enough he paskins it in the context of Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, and another time we might be able to explain that. But one last idea. Why is it that this mitzvah... No, we don't have time for the last idea. All I'll say is that the Rishonim say the reason why we don't say Shechianu for the mitzvah is because since it's not Deoraisa nowadays, due to the lack of Beis HaMikdash, there's an aspect of sadness. We remember that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why we say afterwards, HaRachamanu Yachzer Lanu Avodas Beis HaMikdash, that the mitzvah should be restored and we should be Mekayim it Midoraisa. May we be able to be Mekayim this mitzvah Deoraisa L'Kulei Alma next year. Have a good evening.